It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, baby. A mixed stew of soul music.
If you don't work, you can't eat. If you don't work, you can't eat. If you don't work, you can't eat. No. If you don't work, you can't eat.
You got to have a job.
Tell it.
To put meat on the table.
You got to have a job to keep your family able.
You got to have a job to get your every need.
Say, you got to have a job to buy yourself a squeeze. If you don't work, you can't eat. Tell it. If you don't work, you don't eat. If you don't work, you can't eat. Hey, hey, hey. If you don't work, you can't eat. Now, wait a minute.
You got to have a job to
put you on your feet. You got to have a job to buy
that
family meat.
You got to have a job if you want to be healthy and able.
You got to have a job if you want to stop that gravy. You don't work, you can't eat. You don't work, you can't eat. You don't work, you can't eat. If you don't work, you can't eat. Fancy old darling.
Fancy old.
Darling.
Fancy old.
Darling.
Fancy old. Fancy old.
One more time, baby.
If
you don't work, you can't eat. If you don't work, you can't eat. If you don't work, you can't eat. If you don't work, you can't eat. Look here.
You got to have a job to put the meat on the table.
You got to have a job to keep that family able.
You got to have a job to put the shoes on.
You've got to have a job. You buy that family meat. If you don't work, you can't eat. If you don't work, you can't eat. If you don't work,
you can't eat.
No, no. You don't work,
you don't eat.
Call Mazio.
Mazio.
You heard what they said. If you don't work, you can't eat, baby. And this is a bowl of soul. This is Professor T Love coming at you. Happy New Year to you. Giving you the soulful sounds on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. And I just played for you the late great Miss Marva Whitney singing with the late great James Brown, talking about if you don't work, you don't eat, baby. And you know, Marva Whitney was considered to be one of James Brown's, some of the female vocalists that James Brown had underneath his wing. She was a funk singer, and she was born in Kansas City, Kansas, and She was a member of her family's gospel group, the Manning Gospel Singers, and at the age of 16, she joined the Alma Whitney Singers, later marrying singer Harry Whitney, and began singing R&B for the first time. She studied music at college in Kansas City, and while working at a garment factory, she also began touring in nightclubs and local talent competitions, and in the mid-1960s, she joined a local group called Tommy and the Derbies as their lead singer. But in 1967, she left the group and turned down offers to tour with Bobby Bland and Little Richard before joining the James Brown Review as his featured vocalist. Her first solo single was Your Love Was Good to Me, was recorded for King Records in mid-1967, but was unsuccessful. But a lot of people know Marvel Whitney for this song called It's My Thing. I'm not sure if some of you have heard that. It was an answer record to the Isley Brothers. It's Your Thing, and she had this part where it's my thing. You know, I don't know if y'all heard that, but anyway, that was a song that reached number 19 on the Billboard Hot 100, Billboard R&B chart, and number 82 on the Hot 100 in 1969, baby. And this is Ebola Soul, and coming at you next is the Mr. Iceman Cometh, Mr. Jerry Butler, talking about I'm just thinking about cooling out, baby, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Busy rushing to and fro, searching for it high. Trying to get what I think I want, only to find out I really don't. Got to go relax myself. I think I've overtaxed myself. Tired of all the stress and strain. I need a minute to rest my brain. This routine, tired of chasing this old tired dream. Too big a fool to catch a break. Lord knows I've had all I can take. I think I caught myself in time, and just before I lose my mind, I'm gonna take me a week or two, do some of the things that I used to do. If I had the whole world and nobody in it to really even care, and I'm
just thinking about cooling out,
how I'm feeling, got to get away sometime, or I lose my mind, and I'm thinking about cooling out. Got time to do a little cooling out. I said I'm just thinking about cooling out.
y'all, that's Mr. Jerry Butler talking about I Just Feel Like Cooling Out. Was born December 8th, 1939 in Sunflower, Mississippi. And as you know, he is the original lead singer of the famed R&B vocal group The Impressions. And he is also a 1991 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. Mr. Jerry Butler is also an American politician. He is also a commissioner for Cook County in Chicago, Illinois. And he has been there, been a commissioner for Cook County since being first elected in 1985, baby. And some of the labels that he sung on is VJ, which was the first, before Motown, the first black-owned record label, which was the record label that the Beatles had distributed some of their songs on before VJ ultimately closed down in, I think, about 1964 or 1965. Jerry Butler has been active since 1958, and like I said, he is associated with Chicago soul, funk, soul, R&B, and he also has a brother by the name of Billy Butler, who also sang on the Chicago soul scene, and he had a group called Billy Butler and the Enchanters, baby. And this is a bowl of soul, baby. Coming up next, Mr. Johnny Taylor talking about, you know what? You need to take care of your homework, fellas, and this is a bowl of soul.
Got to tell you the truth. I got to tell you the truth. Oh, you're going with Sister Sadie when you ought to be at home with your old lady. But your heart is divided in so many pieces, trying to please them both, never pleasing neither. Oh, Jack, take it on back before your good thing is gone. Because the downfall of too many men, too many women. So take care of your homework, fella. You know somebody will. Oh yeah. You better take care of your homework, fella. You know somebody will. Now wait a minute, yeah. Oh, brother Fred, how he used to run, staying out all night, leaving his homework undone. Fred's old lady took as much as she could stand. Then one night the next door neighbor gave him a helping hand. Oh, fellow, take it on home before your good thing is gone. Because the downfall of too many men is the upkeep of too many women. So take care of your homework, fella. Sit down. Oh, you better hear me now. I'm back. You better take care of your homework, fella. If you don't, somebody will. Listen to me, y'all. Take it on home. Get off the streets, y'all. Take it on home. All right. Let me tell you, these girls are getting hip. You can only slide so long before you make a slip. Take care of your homework, fella. If you don't, somebody will. Oh, give me now, give me now, give me now. Well, take care of your homework, fella. If you don't,
yeah, y'all, that's Johnny Taylor talking about you better take care of your homework, fellas, baby. And you know, Johnny Taylor, the type of music that he sang ranged from gospel to doo-wop to pop to rhythm and blues to soul blues. And you know, his birth name was Johnny Harrison Taylor, you know. And he used to sing with Sam Cooke's group, the Soul Stirrers. And he joined the Soul Stirrers in 1957. And a few years later, when Sam Cooke had established his own independent record label called Saw Records, Johnny Taylor was signed as one of the label's first acts and recorded Rome Wasn't Built in a Day in 1962. You know, but then Taylor in 1966, he moved on to Stax Records in Memphis, Tennessee, where he was dubbed the philosopher of soul. He sang, had a number of hits called I Had a Dream, I've Got to Love Somebody. If you can, get that first album of Johnny Taylor's where it said I Had a Dream and I've Got to Love Somebody's Baby, which was both written by Isaac Hayes and David Porter. And this song, Take Care of Your Homework, was also produced by Mr. Isaac Hayes as well. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and this is Professor T. Love coming to you on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. And you can also catch me on the rhythmiclounge.com on Sundays at 7 p.m. rhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm. And you can also catch me on Live 365. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. And I want to thank everybody out there for their kindness and their support. And buy A Bowl of Soul t-shirts and cups and bags and mugs. You know, you can go to tiny.com/abowlofsoul, baby. Support A Bowl of Soul, baby. And also support Mr. Corey Rashawn's internet TV network called DPVN.net, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, a song that was originally done by Maxine Brown, but was written by Carole King. Oh No, Not My Baby, sung by Miss Aretha Franklin. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Someone new, I didn't believe a single word was true.
To me, baby,
show them all I had faith in you. I kept on saying, oh, oh no, not my baby,
not my baby.
Oh no, not my sweet baby.
That's Aretha Franklin, baby. That's a classic gem. That is definitely a classic gem. And coming up next, Miss Millie Jackson talking about My Man is a Sweet Man, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
My man.
Yes, my man is a sweet man, which is a popular Northern soul tune, and it's played on the radio in the UK, you know, because UK, they're into Northern soul, baby. You know, my man is a sweet man, reached number 7 R&B, and the song was co-written by Miss Millie Jackson. Millie Jackson, the genres of music she sings are soul, disco, urban, quiet storm, R&B. She's been singing since 1964, and she has been on the MGM record label, Spring Records, Jive Records, Ichiban, and Weird Records, which is the present label that she is on now. She was born in Thompson, Georgia, and is the daughter of a sharecropper. Her mother died when she was a child. Subsequently, she and her father moved to Newark, New Jersey. And by the time Jackson was in her mid-teens, she had moved to Brooklyn to live with her aunt, and she occasionally worked as a model for magazines like Jive and Sepia, baby. And this is Ebola Soul, baby, coming at you on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, and you can catch me on therhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm, and you can also check me on live365.com, baby, just a bowl of soul 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year, 7 days of the week, baby. And coming up next is Miss Lila Martin. Well, this is her first single that she had the pleasure of meeting her a few years ago, and she is singing a beautiful song called The Circle of Life, and she is now currently working with Funky Boy Records. But here is Miss Lila Martin talking about The Circle of Life, baby, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
World, face, and time. with a soul and a heart so pure.
Yeah, that's Miss Lila Martin talking about the circle of life, baby. And this is Ebola Soul. This is Professor T Love on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. And also, you catch me on the rhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm and on live365.com, baby. 365 days of the year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, baby.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
Sometimes you have
I played that because the Stone Roads, that came off of their 1989 LP, which they considered a landmark LP. But, you know, the influences of the Stone Roads, the reason why I played them, because you hear a little bit of, you know, the rhythm and blues. You know, you hear Northern Soul a little bit in it, you know, and it had that that funk feel on it. And that's why I played the Stone Roses. That song was called Fool's Gold, Baby. And, you know, it was part of the Madchester scene in 1989 in England. This group was formed in Manchester in 1983, and they were one of the pioneering groups of the Madchester movement that was active during the late 1980s and early 1990s. The band's most successful lineup consisted of vocalist Ian Brown, guitarist John Squire, bassist Gary Manny Mountfield, and drummer Alan Rennie Wren. And if you want to know more about the Stone Roses, you can go to their website, www.thestoneroses.org. And coming up next, a remix of Pretty Young Thing done by Michael Jackson and Will.i.am. You better check it out, baby. This is A Bowl of Soul.
Thank you.
Yeah, y'all, that's the PYT Pretty Young Thing remix that was done by Will.i.am, and also with the help of Michael Jackson. It was done for the Thriller 25 Years of Thriller. It was done in 2008, and you know, Will.i.am is a member of the Black Eyed Peas, and it was a project that he was so excited about working on with Michael Jackson, because he said when he was living in East Los Angeles in the projects, he said Thriller was filmed about two blocks from his house, you know, so he had the opportunity to do the remix with Michael Jackson, which he considered an honor. And again, this song was done in February of 2008. And this is A Bowl of Soul. This is Professor T Love on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. And you can catch me on live365.com, A Bowl of Soul, 365 days of the year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And you can catch me on the rhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm at 7 p.m. on Sundays, baby. Coming up next, a classic from Hollis, Queens. Run DMC talking about, this is one of my favorite records that I heard growing up here in New York City. Sucker MCs, baby. This is a classic hip-hop record, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
A friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme, so I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was there, but then it went this way. Took a test to become an MC, and Orange Cook became amazed at me. So Larry put me inside the Cadillac. The stripper drove off and we never came back. Dave cut the record down to the bone, and now they got me rocking on the microphone. And then we're talking autographs and tears and laughs, champagne, caviar, and bubble bath. You see, that's the life that I lead, and you sucker MC is who I be. So take it that and move back, catch a heart attack, because there's nothing in the world that run the level like a cold chill at a party in a b-boy stand. And rock on the mic and make the girls wanna dance. Fly like a dove and come from up above. I'm rocking on the mic and you can call me Run Love. I got a big long cat and I like a Seville, and written right on the side and read just to kill. So if you see me cruising, girl, just don't move a step aside. There ain't enough room to fit you all in my ride. So a first come, first serve basis. Cooling out, girl, taking you to death places. One of a kind, and for your people delight, and for your sucker MC, then this ain't right. Because you're biting on your life, you're cheating on your wife. You're walking around town like a hooligan with a knife. You're hanging on the ad, you're chilling with the crew, and everybody knowing what you've been through. Oh, with the 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, my man Larry Lab, my name's DJ Run. We do it in the place with the highs and the bass. I'm rocking to the rhythm, want to wipe it on my face. Go uptown and come down to the ground. You sucker MC, you sad face clown. You $5 boy and I'm $1 million man. You the sucker MC and you're my fan. You try to bite lines or rhymes of mine. You the sucker MC in a pack out of lines. Coming from the wackest part of town, trying to rap them, but you can't get down. You don't even know your English, your verb or noun. You're just a sucker MC, your sad face clown. So DMC, and if you're ready, the people rocking steady. You're driving big cars, get your gas from Getty.
I'm DMC in the place to be. I go to St. John's University, and since kindergarten I acquired the knowledge. And after 12th grade I went straight to college. I'm light skinned, I live in Queens, and I love eating chicken and collard greens. I dress to kill, I love the style. I'm an MC, you know who's versatile. Say I got good credit in your regards. Got my name, my numbers on my credit card. I go uptown, I come back home for food, me, myself, and my microphone. All around, I'll speak the light. So it's the number one for y'all to bite. When I rhyme, I never quit. And if I got a new rhyme, I'll just say it. Cause it takes a lot to entertain. And sucker MC can be a pain. You can't rock a party with the hip and hop. You gotta let them know you'll never stop. Your rhymes have to make a lot of sense. You got to know when to stop.
When the beats commence.
Oh yeah, Joseph Simmons, Daryl McDaniels, Jason Mizell, also known as Run DMC, baby, and that is a classic, one of their first hits, actually, that they came out with on Profile Records. Run DMC, which is American hip-hop group from Hollis, Queens, founded in 1981 by Joseph Run Simmons, Daryl DMC McDaniels, and Jason Jam Master Jay Mizell. The group is widely acknowledged as one of the most influential acts in the history of hip-hop culture, and the years active were from 1981 to 2002. You can also check out some more history about Run DMC on www.rundmc.com. And, you know, they were the first group in hip-hop to have a gold album off of the Run DMC 1984 album, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Coming up, some classic first choice, baby, The Player. And this is A Bowl of Soul. LP Newsy Neighbors, that was number 7 on the U.S. R&B charts, and you know that song was a very popular song, especially during the what they call the disco era, but really it was just regular R&B, but you know everybody wants to classify things as disco, but in 1974 that really was a dance R&B dance record. And the members of First Choice was Annette Geff, Debbie Martin, Joyce Jones, Miss Rochelle Fleming, Ursula Herring. And you know, Miss Rochelle Fleming, she sings overseas in Europe. She's very popular over there. And you know, the years that First Choice has been active was from 1971 to 1984, which is a pretty long time, 13 years for a female group. And a lot of their records that they had was Armed and Extremely Dangerous, Smarty Pants, The Player, Love Thing, Let No Man Put Us Under, and Dr. Love. And they were signed to the soul label Philly Groove Records and to the disco label South Soul Records, based here in New York City, baby. And coming up next, a new song from Mr. Anthony David called Can't Look Down, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Let's go.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Can't look, no, I can't look down, baby. I'm afraid I might enjoy the view. I can't look, no, I can't look down, baby. I'm afraid I fall in love with you. I'm afraid if I look into your eyes, girl, I'm gonna like what I see. I'm afraid if I hold you in my arms, girl, that's where I want you to be. I'm afraid if I let you in my heart, girl, I'm gonna change the beat. I'm afraid if I let you in my life, girl, I'm gonna make it complete. So I can't look, no, I can't look down, baby. I'm afraid I might enjoy it.
That is off of his album called Loving Out Loud, which came out last year in November. So make sure you check out Mr. Anthony David, Can't Look Down, and some of his other songs that he has. Also, he has another song called Control Freak, On My Way to Crazy, and he's got a song called Sweet Pain, and it's off of his album called Love Out Loud, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to wrap up with a song from Mr. Funkin' from Jamaica, Mr. Tom Brown, with his new single called Soul Strut. And this is A Bowl of Soul. I'm
Thank you.
that's Mr. Tom Brown doing his single Soul Strut. That's a new single that came out last year, 2011, latter part of 2011. And yes, I told you I was going to wrap it up with some funk and soul and jazz, and that's Mr. Tom Brown doing the Soul Strut. Again, I'd like to thank you for tuning into A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music on the Progressive Radio Network. And again, you can catch me on the Rhythmic Lounge, rhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm at 7 p.m. on Sunday. And you can catch me nonstop, 365 days of the year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on A Bowl of Soul. Hope you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul. Catch me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. You can follow me, or you can send me an email at abowlofsoul@gmail.com, baby. You know, and also like my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and like that page. And if you have anything you want to post up on there, or any music or new music, and you're an artist out there and you're an independent R&B artist, send me your music. Again, this is Professor T Love wrapping up another segment of A Bowl of Soul. Hope you enjoy your weekend. Make sure that you tune into the next segment of Eric Sounds of Jazz. And make sure that at 6 o'clock you're tuning in to the Vinyl Experience with Paul Cavalcante. This is Professor T Love coming at you, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, baby. And you have a great weekend.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.